Long, long time ago, there was a village of people in the forest. It was a beautiful place where they lived, and they had a very good life there. Until one day, the Wendigos discovered them. 4 days to the north, there was a tribe of Wendigos, of cannibal monsters. And the Wendigos found out where the people's village was. And they used to come from that day on, raiding that village. They would come running and grab the people, knock them down and carry them away and take them home to eat them. They ate so many of the people that pretty soon the village was very, very small, and nobody knew what to do. So they held a big council meeting, and most of the people said, "We have no choice. We'll have to go far, far away. We'll have to move to a new land and start our lives all over again in that new country, because these Wendigos are going to eat all of us." Others said, "But the Wendigos will probably track us and follow us to that new land. We must find a way of destroying them." So they took some of the strongest and bravest men, and they made strong bows and arrows for them. And they told those men, "Go to the Wendigos' place, find them and kill them." And so those men went. The men took their bows and arrows and made a journey 4 days to the north, and they found the village of the Wendigos, and they attacked them. But their arrows just bounced off the Wendigos because they were made of stone, and no arrow could pierce them. And even once in a while, when an arrow would find a little gap between the stones and would go right into the body of the Wendigo, it didn't seem to hurt them at all. And the Wendigos just thought it was fun. It was easier to get food this way. You just grabbed the warriors and ate them instead of having to go all the way to the human village to get someone to eat. Only a few of the warriors made it back home to tell the story of the battle. And the people were very puzzled when they heard it. Well, why is it that even if an arrow goes into a chink in the stone on those Wendigos, it still doesn't hurt them? But nobody knew the answer to that. Once more, they held a council. "It looks like we are going to have to go away and find a new home." Sitting at the edge of the council was a little boy. His name was Round as a Ball Boy, and he was called that because this little boy was so fat that he was shaped just like a basketball, with a head on it, and two arms sticking out, and two legs. He was so fat that he could lie down and roll on the ground, over and over, in any direction, head over heels, sideways, it didn't matter, because he was shaped like a ball. All the other children laughed at him and picked on him because he was so fat, and so he was a very shy and quiet little boy. But as he sat listening to the older people in the council, he started to think, "This isn't fair. Why should the Wendigos chase us out of our beautiful country?" And before he could stop himself, he stood to his feet and announced to everyone, "I will go and kill the Wendigos." Everyone laughed and laughed. "Round as a ball, boy, how are you going to do that? The warriors were defeated, and you are just a little boy. And you are so round and fat, you can't even play most of the children's games because you are too round. How can you possibly go for 4 days into the forest and find the Wendigo's village and kill them?" "I don't know," he said, "but I'm going to do it because I don't want the people to have to leave." And so he picked up his little bow and arrow and walked out the door and started walking north. The people called for him to come back, but he didn't listen. He just kept walking. He walked and walked and walked for 7 days, because he was very round and fat and went very slowly, and what took other people 4 days took him 7 days. But at last, at the end of the seventh day, he came to the edge of the Wendigo's camp. He hid behind a big rock and was very, very quiet. He realized that he had done a very foolish thing by coming here. He was frightened now, because he saw these giant Wendigos walking around their camps, and they were ugly, horrible-looking beings. And so he just hid real, real quiet. He was so quiet that he could hear the leaves rustling in the very tip top of the tree. He was so quiet he could hear the worms crawling underneath a rock. He was so quiet he could hear his own heart beating fast because he was afraid. He was so quiet that the wendigos didn't even guess he was there. And he heard them say, "Well, it's getting time to go to that human village and get more food. Let's take our hearts out and hide them so they can't kill us." And to his amazement, they all opened up the front of their chests and reached in and took their hearts out. And they had a big nest up on top of a tall hill, and they put their hearts in that nest. And they laughed and laughed. "Those humans think that if they shoot us, they can hurt us. But nothing they can do can hurt us because our hearts are back here in the village." And away they went laughing through the forest. Round as a ball boy just stayed there still and quiet so that they wouldn't see him until the last wendigo was gone. And he waited and waited until he was sure they were gone a long ways. "Now," he thought, "I can go and kill those hearts, and that will put an end to those wendigos." The only problem was the hearts were way up on top of a hill, and round as a ball boy was so round and fat, and he'd get just a little ways up and then he'd slip, and as soon as he slipped, he would roll right back down to the bottom of the hill, and he'd have to start again. He tried all day long, and he couldn't get to the top of that hill. And so that night he went and hid behind some rocks and fell asleep. And as soon as morning came, he tried again. And he tried and he tried and he tried, but he couldn't reach the top. And he was about to give up when suddenly he got an idea. He went up onto the top of another hill that wasn't as steep, but it was much, much longer. And then he started running. He thought, "If I can just run fast enough that I can get to the bottom of this hill, I'll have so much speed going, I'll be able to run right up the other side of the hill." And that's why he was running down the hill when the wendigos came back, carrying humans under their arms. Because the wendigos can go so fast that it only took them a day and a half instead of 4 days to get to that village and back. Little Round as a Ball Boy was so frightened when he saw those wendigos coming out of the forest that he tripped and fell and started rolling head over heels down that hill. He tucked his head in, he tucked his arms in, and he rolled faster and faster and faster down that long hill until he was just flying. He was almost bouncing off of the ground, he was rolling so fast. He rolled so fast that he just kept right on rolling when he got to the other hill. He just started rolling up that other hill. Slower and slower and slower he rolled until at last he stopped. And real quick he grabbed a hold of a chunk of rock and held on so that he wouldn't roll back. And he scrambled to his feet and he saw that he was only a few feet from that nest of hearts. But down at the bottom of the hill, the wendigos had seen him rolling and they were shouting to each other, "Come quick! There's somebody coming after our hearts. Quick, let's get him." And they started running up that hill. Poor Round as a Ball Boy started climbing, but he climbed very slowly. "Oh, I wish I wasn't so fat," he thought. He climbed and he climbed, and all of a sudden he came over the edge of the hill, and there was the nest in front of him. And he took out his little bow and arrow, and he shot an arrow into the heart of a wendigo. And the moment he did that, he heard someone yell, "Ah!" And he looked over his shoulder, and halfway down the hill, a wendigo had fallen over. And he shot another arrow and another, but still more wendigos were coming. One by one, he shot those hearts until there was only one heart left. And that wendigo had reached the top of the hill. And he reached down, and he grabbed a hold of Round as a Ball Boy by the feet and picked him up, laughing, and told him, "You can't kill me. I'm the chief of them all. And he was holding round as a ball boy up in the air by his feet, kicking and yelling. And he opened his big old mouth and was going to pop round as a ball boy into it. But round as a ball boy was so fat, he stuck in the Wendigo's mouth, and the Wendigo couldn't swallow him. And before that Wendigo could shut his mouth, he took his little bow and arrow, and he let fly with that arrow, and thunk, it went into that last heart beating in that nest. And the Wendigo fell over, and round as a ball boy wiggled and squirmed and shoved and pushed and wiggled, and pop, out he came, right out of the Wendigo's mouth. He picked himself up and looked around and said, well, maybe I'm not sorry I'm so fat after all. He gathered up his arrows, and away he went. And it took him 7 days to walk home. And when he got there, all the people were packing and getting ready to leave, because the Wendigos had come and raided them and taken some more of them for food. And they were sure that they must have eaten round as a ball boy long before. They were so surprised to see him come waddling out of the woods. You don't have to move, people, he told them. I killed all the Wendigos. They were amazed. How did you do it? And so he sat down and told them the story. And they all sat and listened. And through the years after that, whenever they wanted to hear a good story, someone would come to his teepee and say, round as a ball boy, come to our lodge and tell us the story again about how you killed the Wendigos and saved all the people.